from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Let's talk about something that can make or break an election. Enthusiasm. That emotion, enthusiasm, is admittingly difficult to measure. But it's a general rule of thumb in American politics that if a political party's voters are more energized during an election cycle, then they'll likely do better. Right now, Democrats are arguably winning the enthusiasm battle, even in a decidedly Republican state like Missouri. Don't take my word for it. Here's University City resident Mary Neal talking about how she's feeling about Democratic candidates a year before the 2026 midterm elections.
They're awesome. I'm just so excited about 26. I think it's going to be a great election.
There's perfectly logical reasons why Democrats like Neal would feel this way. President Donald Trump's approval ratings are low, and the president's party usually does poorly in midterm elections. And there's also hard data from the results of last week's elections in Virginia.
That in 2025, Virginia chose pragmatism over partisanship.
New Jersey.
And people around the country have heard you.
California.
And tonight, after poking the bear, this bear roared.
And New York City.
My friends, we have toppled a political dynasty.
Of course, Missouri is not California, New Jersey, or New York City. It's not even really comparable to Virginia, which possesses some swingy tendencies, but almost always votes for Democratic presidential candidates. In fact, it's difficult to use Missouri as a political barometer for the 2026 midterm elections. The state won't have a high-stakes gubernatorial or U.S. Senate contest on the ballot, and the only statewide race is Republican state auditor Scott Fitzpatrick's reelection bid, and even Democrats would concede he's favored to win. Still, that doesn't mean there's nothing on Missouri's ballot next year that could showcase whether Democrats or Republicans are riding high nationally in the midterm elections. You just have to know where to look. Some of the Missouri barometers are pretty obvious, like Congresswoman Ann Wagner's reelection bid in Missouri's 2nd Congressional District. The Baldwin Republican is trying to win another term in office against several Democratic candidates, including Wildwood resident and podcaster Fred Wellman. Earlier this week at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center, several hundred people heard Wellman and his supporters talk about his bid to capture the seat that includes parts of St. Louis, St. Charles, and Warren counties, and all of Franklin County. And even the most optimistic Democrat would concede that this is not an easy task. Wagner managed to prevail multiple times in the 2nd District, even as the St. Louis County portion got significantly more Democratic in the Trump era. And under a new congressional map passed earlier this year that is currently being litigated, the 2nd District gets even more Republican-leaning. But national Democrats have, at least for now, targeted the district, something that Wellman says makes sense given dissatisfaction with the economy and with the GOP-controlled Congress. He added that if Democrats in Missouri are going to be able to emulate Virginia Governor-elect Abigail Spanberger or New Jersey Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill, they'll have to work for it.
It's the gut work of being in a campaign. It's getting out and meeting people, having conversations, introducing them to what we stand for, showing that we stand for something other than what they think we do. And so I think what you saw, especially in Virginia, was these candidates did a lot of work. I know folks there. I know Mikey. I know Abigail Spanberger. They went out constantly. They hustled. And there's a hustle factor that goes into this, and I think that's a big part of it. You run everywhere, and you hustle everywhere, and that makes a big difference.
Even if Democrats don't flip this seat, keeping it close, like they did in 2018 and 2020, could be a sign that the 2026 election is going well nationally. But Democrats will have to do more than just obtain moral victories as a benchmark of success in 2026. They'll have to defeat a Republican-backed measure that would make it harder for citizens to put initiatives on the ballot, and one that would overturn much of a 2024 constitutional amendment that protects abortion rights. Both of these GOP-supported measures are expected to have vigorous and well-funded opposition campaigns. And State Representative Mark Boyko of Kirkwood says that if Missourians preserve the initiative petition process and constitutional protections for abortion rights, it probably means Republicans are not having a great night elsewhere.
What we saw this last session was Republicans committed to overturning what not only was in the best interest of Missourians, but also the clearly stated preference of Missourians across a wide variety of issues.
At the same time, there's another effort known as the Respect Mo Voters Initiative, which could be another midterm benchmark to watch. This effort would severely restrict the legislature's ability to undo measures voters have already approved. Organizers say they've already gathered nearly 100,000 signatures. And the proposal may be gaining some momentum after Republicans repealed voter-approved paid sick time and sought to dismantle the 2024 abortion rights measure. Boyko says the outcome there could be telling.
I think that Missourians are particularly concerned about pocketbook issues like, the ability to get paid sick leave and minimum wage increases that the Republicans have targeted last time. And fortunately, the citizens will have a chance to revisit that issue.
Aside from the 2nd Congressional District race, down-ballot contests could also provide signs of national Democratic strength or weakness. That's true for state House races, particularly in western St. Louis County. Even though voters in that part of the state easily backed the abortion rights initiative, they also re-elected Republican state lawmakers in 2024 who openly opposed that plan. This was deeply frustrating for Democrats because it showed pretty conclusively that progressive ballot items did not have coattails. Some Democrats are banking on 2026 being different. Claire Heinrich, for instance, is running for Missouri's 110th district, which takes in portions of Wildwood and Clarkson Valley. Those are parts of St. Louis County that have voted for Republicans for literally generations. She contends the national enthusiasm for Democrats is trickling down to her bid to flip the seat.
I could definitely see that changing over time. And I think some of it is ways in which people in those areas have been let down by their government. So policies that are not necessarily friendly to those areas. I'm thinking things like our school funding, things like our roads and our land projects getting taken out of state legislation. I think people are feeling forgotten and left behind.
It's not just St. Louis County House races that could showcase an uptick in Democratic fortunes. Linda Thompson is running once again for a House seat in Franklin County. She got only roughly 28% of the vote in 2024, which is a steep decline from a couple of decades ago when Democrats either won seats in the county or at least held Republicans below 60% of the vote. Thompson knows she's the underdog, but she says eventually lowering the margins of GOP candidates is part of the slow process of rebuilding the Missouri Democratic Party.
I think once we break that hold that they have on the people and we start going out to let people know Democrats are there again, we'll be able to see some of that 40% and have real contests again that we haven't seen lately.
Perhaps Frank Barnett knows the value of competing in places where Democrats are not expecting to win. Barnett is a cattle producer who also happens to be a former state legislator. In 2005, Barnett shocked a lot of people in the Missouri political world by capturing a fairly GOP-leaning Senate seat that encompassed places like Phelps and Dent counties. The Democrat won a full term in 2006 with some memorable television ads, including one where he appeared with a giant cowboy hat.
I'm Frank Barnett, and that's no bull.
But Barnett's state Senate victory opened up his state House seat. And in a special election, a Republican attorney named Jason Smith prevailed, the first step in his political journey that led him to winning the Southeast Missouri-based 8th Congressional District seat. Smith is now the chairman of the powerful Ways and Means Committee. Barnett says he doesn't regret the political dominoes that followed, but he believes voters in the 8th District who back candidates like Smith and Trump are not happy. That's especially the case as Trump's tariffs have injected instability into some agricultural and business markets. Barnett says he's seriously considering running against Smith next year, joining a couple other Democrats who are angling to take on the Salem Republican.
Is he in a powerful position? Absolutely. Is he a powerful decision maker? I don't believe that. He's been given a position for the purpose of answering to the upper part of the Republican control, the powers to be.
Barnett is not naive to think that it would be easy to beat Smith, whose campaign did not return a request for comment. Smith has regularly received over 70% of the vote, even though parts of Southeast Missouri have historical Democratic leanings. But if Barnett is able to lower Smith's margin of victory, it could show that Missouri is following places like rural Virginia in voting much less enthusiastically for Republicans.
They have to be of an independent mind. They have to look at the issue, look at the situation, and see what's best for them. And then see what has occurred under the leadership that they've been given or that they voted for in the past. Have you become better off today than you were yesterday under a different control? Well, I'd say in most cases, no, they haven't been. And we're trying to give them that new look to be able to say, okay, let's give this guy a try.
A year is an eternity in politics, and it's probably not a wise idea to assume that just because Democrats did well in November 2025, that they'll romp to victory in November 2026. Some prominent Republicans, like U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt, are trying to take that posture when analyzing the results of last week's elections.
The Republican Party now, which, as I've told you before, I feel very much at home now, is more of a working-class party. It's a broad-based political party, which means there's more lower propensity voters in the party. So unlike before, when I was growing up in Missouri, Republicans perform better in presidential years than they do in midterms. And that's a challenge long term. I'd rather have that problem than the other side of it. But so again, I don't think there's too much to glean from this.
Still, if Democratic buoyancy does lead to the party capturing Congress next year, there could be a ripple effect in Missouri, even if the state remains a solid GOP stronghold.
This episode was produced and recorded by Jason Rosenbaum. Audio editing by our audio engineer, Aaron Dorr.
Podcast design by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.